Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 286.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and it is 9 p.m. on October the 23rd, and I'm in the studio with Reagan. How are you doing today, Reagan?
I'm doing good. Just avoiding those tornadoes.
I saw. Now, did your college get hit today?
It did. It broke windows. A couple trees fell on some cars.
Wow.
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff. So we spent a little bit of time in the basement today because sirens were going off and all kinds of fun little bells and whistles. The upstate of South Carolina, I-85 and what was that, USC?
Yeah.
And then there were some places in Gaffney and then North Carolina. And I think Alicia, even her apartment.
Yeah, it was right outside. Luckily, my car was not parked there. I'll take my blessings where they come.
You know? Absolutely. So, yeah, working from home sometimes gets really fun. And it was very eventful today. And it looks like we've got a couple people on. Tim says, Tim's a South Carolina guy. He's on today. And he was saying that it just missed Reedville Road. Wow. Man, that is amazing. Well, listen, we're on tonight with a bunch of folks who want to talk about and ask questions about starting a work-from-home business and starting something that they can do either full-time, part-time, to earn extra income. You know, today we're talking a little bit about how to transition from the 9-to-5 type of, you know, work to more of an entrepreneurial opportunity. Now, Reagan, your first job was with?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Let me ask you something. When you went to work for Chick-fil-A, did you have to buy anything like shoes or a uniform or anything?
Yeah, we had to purchase our own shoes, had to purchase our uniform. It was required that we got our pants and our shirt. Now, they had a special package where you could start working and they'd pay it for you. And then within the next couple paychecks, you pay them back. But yeah, there's a few things you had to buy when you started.
And that's an entry-level job, right?
Right.
I mean, because you started off in the back.
Right. I was spreader. And for anybody interested in going into Chick-fil-A, I do not recommend breading. Ask for any job but breading. That's my only advice.
Now, I bring that up because this is a common objective or objection, if you will, pushback that sometimes when you're talking to people about starting a home-based business, there was someone that came on the other day, and they were asking me, and they wanted to start our assembly work from home, and it's like a craft. No, it wasn't. It was the freight brokering opportunity is what it was. They wanted to learn how to broker freight from home, and to get credentialed and certified and trained to do that normally is around $2,500. And we've got hooked up with this company that will train people for literally only $97. And so we got them hooked up to be able to do that. And the lady emailed me back and it was very, I get it. I don't take it personal, but
right.
She was just like, this isn't legit. And I was like, what are you talking about? It's not legit. And she said, any job, you should not have to pay anything to do any job. And
yeah,
I just,
that's not how that works.
Well, I got to thinking, I was like, well, you know, my oldest son went to work for Chick-fil-A just a few years ago, and he had to buy a uniform.
I was only 15, and it was about $100. It's a $100 startup.
That's wage. When I went into insurance, I had to pay $500 for the schooling. I had to pay $200-some-odd for the licensing. I've done real estate. Everything I've ever done, I don't know of a job I've ever had.
Yeah, I don't think there is one, because even if it's just another entry-level job that you have to have an education, you paid for education to have the job.
There's not. So I don't get that mindset. And so the reason I brought it up is because a rep emailed me today and said, hey, this person, I was getting them hooked up with this opportunity, but they're up. And check this out. The opportunity to get started was
$10. That's not bad.
in the purple. And so I said, so let me get this straight. They don't want to buy gas to go in. They want to stay at home, so they don't have to do all that, but they can't give up $10 to get the material and stuff they need. And so some people just don't want to work, right. You know, and I don't mean that in a disparaging way, but you know,
I don't want to work sometimes.
I don't, God knows I slept.
I think it's human nature.
I think it's human nature. But you know, I think sometimes people's, expectations, I get the fact of trying to ward off, you know, MLM stuff and right. networking, because there are people out there that sort of take advantage, and not that all of them do, but you know, folks, if you want to do anything, you're either going to have an education, a degree, you're going to have something. And so for my reps that are on tonight, if you're running up against some of those objections, they're really trying to figure out, hey, is what you're offering me legit? I think it's where they're coming from. And if you can show them, no, this is a real business, a real job, you know, then usually you can get by that. But if there's someone there that just, they don't have a computer, they don't have internet, they don't have this, they don't have that, and they need these resources to make this happen, and they still, there's no such thing. And so you just have to, you know, understand that, not get upset. So we've got some questions come in. Go ahead and see here. I think
got a few.
So
with our first one, I guess.
Yeah, let's go ahead and read that.
All right. In your elite package training, do you go over blogging and how to use it to make money?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I go over, you know, about basically how to, number one, how to set up your blog. And then I show you about three or four different income strategies, passive. And there's two types of income strategies when you're talking about blogging and online marketing. One is active and one is passive. We get you in the active model first. But as you are creating that income stream with an active you know, business model, you're also building your assets that's going to create that passive income. So absolutely, we absolutely do that. Great question.
Next question. When you get a minute, could you go over the call center option in detail, please?
Okay. So the call center option is basically, we have people that onboard with us all the time. And who asked the question?
This was Alfie Broadman.
Okay, Alfie. With the call center, we have people sometimes that onboard with us that say, Terry, I hate computers. I don't want to touch a computer. I don't want to look at a computer, you know. And so the least technical way to generate leads and drive leads to a representative who wants a home-based business is through our call center, because if you can answer a phone and read a script, you can do our business, okay? Now, we want you naturally doing some of the other things that will help you scale your business. Because Alfie, you're only one person and you can only talk to so many people a day before you get burned out. So we want to show you how to sort of qualify some of the people that would be calling in, so that when you are talking to people through our call center, you're only talking to a much more qualified candidate, so you're not wasting your time with a lot of people. So we have a way that you set up your what we call a sales funnel, which is just a sales process in which it's qualifying the candidate, and that way you're only talking to the people that you're going to have the best results with. And then we show you how to monetize all that traffic. So as an example, one of the markets that we work in a lot is the job and opportunity space, because let's face it, the easiest thing to sell anyone is a means to generate more money, either through just right out straight up job, hourly job, or an opportunity, an entrepreneurial opportunity, because we work in both arenas. And so we can show you really quick how to generate lots of traffic for that purpose, bring them into your call center, and then show them, okay, if you want an hourly opportunity, go over here, and you get paid a few dollars to send them over there. But as you're talking to people, the numbers bear this out, you're going to speak to 25 people, five of them are going to be what we call qualified candidates, people that you really want to talk to to consider, you know, working for themselves because they're self-motivated. They have the wherewithal. You don't have to educate them on the ways of business. I mean, sometimes in today's society, I hate to say it, but people's expectations are all over the map. And it's always been that way, but it's just, I guess we're connected with the internet now. And so everybody's able to broadcast in a more loud way their opinions on things. But, you know, five out of the 25 are going to be what we would train you as the right types of candidates to offer, you know, one of our products to, and then you're going to resell that product and you're going to make anywhere from $400 up to actually $18,000. Because we have a product that we don't even talk about on these shows and stuff. That's a $25,000 enterprise system for large, agencies and stuff like that. If you're an elite member, our elite members can sell that, and that's an $18,000 payday. And we show you how to generate traffic for that. So, but on average, that's an exception, not the norm. You're typically going to be making $400, $700, or $1,200 off of one of our sales. And if you credential with us as an elite member, you get a residual off of that as well. So when you resell one of our packages, you're making every month thereafter $50 per package you sold, as long as it's an active account. Great question.
Next question. Yes, Terry, you've mentioned in the past episodes setting aside money for weekly campaigns via your training recommendations. Thank you for that. I'm interested in knowing startup costs such as RingCentral, CRM that you recommended, and any other pertinent expenses. Thank you in advance for your time and expertise.
Hey, John. No problem. And so what I would recommend, if you will do this the way we show you, your first month in business is going to be your most expensive month because you're starting from ground zero. But if you will put aside about 50, depending on, and here again, John, it depends on your income goals. The higher the income goal, the more marketing expense you're going to be required to do. But just as a general rule, if a person wants to make, you know, say $1,000 a week, then I would say your startup cost is about 100 leads processed that week. You need to be spending about $50 a week in your first month or two at best. We show you recruiting affiliates. And when you recruit an affiliate to work in your business, that's people that don't buy anything. They don't pay anything. They come on board, but they get credentialed with you specifically to resell your system for you. We show you how to monetize those affiliates so that through recruiting affiliates that don't pay anything, eventually you get all of your operational costs out immediately. And we've got a strategy that we show you how to do that. But just for budgetary purposes, depending on how you want to credential with us, do you want to be just a sales rep and trainer? That's $497. Do you want to be a plus member? That means you are able to resell our system, but you're also trained on how to use our system for the purposes of maybe you've got an insurance company, real estate company, another product. And you also want to do what's called R&P referral marketing and our affiliate marketing. We get you contracted under our agency to be able to do that. That's our $997. And then if you want to be your own agency owner, okay, you want to have a residual off of every member you bring on. You want to have an overwrite off of all the R&P business. Let me give you an example of how that works, John. Let's say, for instance, you get credentialed with Uber to recruit for Uber. Uber, from time to time, they go anywhere from $25 up to $150 per new member you recruit. So let's say, for instance, when you get directly contracted with them, they're paying $150 and you're an elite member. Well, you see that. Plus members don't see that. They get contracted through your credentials. And you might tell your plus members, this month we're recruiting for Uber and we're paying $75 per person. Now, when you recruit for Uber and you bring on a new driver for Uber, they don't pay anything to start driving for Uber. But as soon as that person makes their first drive, they pay that recruiter Or they pay that contract $150. John, if you're the elite member, they're paying $150. And then you're setting your system to pay your plus member under you $75. So you're splitting the commission. Or $25. However you want to split it up, because it's your business. You set the overrides the way you want. So you can see, as an affiliate member, if you got a high end, and for all of you sales rep and trainers that are on here, you got a guy come to you and say, hey, I want to make $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year. Then you need to sell them the elite package. If you have someone that says, hey, I'm an insurance guy, I'm a real estate guy, I've got this product or this product, and I want to use this as a tool to generate leads for that business, but I also want to be able to resell it myself. That's your plus member. And then if you got a guy that comes to you, I want to do this on the side. I want to do this. I like the idea of having my own business at home, but you know, I work over here as well. And I would just like to earn extra income for, Christmas, or I'd like to do this and then work my way up, you know, that kind of stuff. And they don't need to know how to do RMP. They don't need to know how to generate leads for an insurance real estate business, because they're not in that. They're a typical, what I call average Joe, works at 9 to 5, but they're wanting to transition over to more of an entrepreneurial thing. But they need just a step into the right, then sell them the $497 package. And you, when you're a trainer, sales rep and trainer, when you sell that $497 package, you make $400. When you sell that $997 package, you make $700. When you sell that elite package, $2,497, you make $1,200. That's your commission on that. So good stuff. Any other questions?
I do not believe so. We had a retracted question, but just someone asking about residual income and which package that comes with.
Gotcha. Good stuff. Okay. Well, yeah, guys, I mean, the beautiful thing about our business that I will tell you that's unlike anything I've ever got involved with, and I've been working as sort of a quote-unquote entrepreneur since high school. My first job was going door-to-door selling waterless stainless steel cookware. Okay. So you're talking about an old soul here that knows nothing but hustle. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean I've never had a quote unquote real job or legit job or work for someone else. But that's where I cut my teeth. And, you know, that's where I've stayed for the majority of my life. And I will tell you, I've done a lot of things and I've never seen a business, never been in a business. That's why I'm so excited about this particular business. I've never been in any business that the very product that you're selling, the very resources that you're equipping your clients with, is the very thing that you yourself need to have more business. It doesn't matter if, I know some of you on here tonight are pastors. I know that there's some sales pros on here that I see that there's some work from home moms. I've talked to some of you. So I know every one of you guys are coming from various backgrounds. But let me tell you, there's two things that you've got to have to be successful in business. Number one, you've got to have a great product. Something that is not only a good product, but it's profitable for you. In other words, I see a lot of these home-based businesses that sells the peels, thrills, lotions, and potions that I like to say, but the commission structure on it is horrible. I mean, you have to sell a couple hundred dollars and you make $20. That ain't no way to make a living. So, you know, it's hard to make money in those things. So you got to have a great product that's profitable. And your product has got to be something that people recognize that there's value in immediately. See, I recognize that I probably need some sort of health product. You know, I need to get in shape. I mean, you don't have to sell me too much, but you're going to have to sell me on coming off the hip with money and staying motivated and keeping that active, you know, because even though the health industry is a great industry and does a lot of business, you know, you have to keep people motivated, you know, because if people stayed motivated with health, there wouldn't be any diet pills. I mean, it automatically, it'd be like Reagan, you know, fighting to go to the gym all the time. But, you know, it's for the lion's share of people, that's sort of difficult. So there's businesses that have products in it that have to be sold. And then there's businesses that have products in it that are just bought. And the thing I like about this, I'm not saying you don't have to sell our product if you get involved. There's some selling. I don't want to misrepresent that. But as soon as people say, see, hey, here's the keys to the kingdom. If I learn how to use these tools, I can have as many leads as I want. I've never spoken to a person that's been in business before and shown them this, that they're not immediately excited. My insurance guys, real estate guys, entrepreneurs, man, they love this because they know what it's like to go out and spend $25, $35, $55 on terrible leads and be out that money and never sell anything. So when they see this, man, they get all excited. So they have this product that they can use and make money off of. And not only that, they can resell it and make money off of it. Not only that, they can use it to drive leads to themselves for the purpose of reselling it and make money off of it. So the two things you got to have to be successful, you got to have a great product and you got to have a good process to get in front of people. Because if you don't have people, you do not have a business. It doesn't matter what you go in. And that's what this provides. So I hope that helped you guys. Any other questions we got?
Yeah, we got two back-to-back in similar essence. Says, thank you, Terry, for that. If I might, what is the lag time from purchase to working it?
So the lag time from purchasing it to working it usually is about 3 to 4 days. A better question, that's a great question, but just to sharpen the pencil on it a little bit, you know, the biggest question I get a lot of times is what's the lag time on recouping income? And if you'll do what we show you, we have our sales cycle is typically about 10 days. Okay. That's not always the case, but that's the average. So 10 days from the day someone saw this and talked to you to they purchase it is usually the turnaround time. So if you can get up and running, which you should be able to do within 3 to 4 days, and then start generating leads, following up with them as we show, doing due diligence, then you should start seeing results from your... Now, that doesn't mean that it always happens. And let me just, in fairness, I've got reps that come on, and it takes them a month and a half, 2 months before they see their first sale. So I don't want to overstate this, but... You know, some people have more time and energy than others, okay? So it's, you know, if you're doing this full time and you can stay at it and just, you know, I tell everybody, this is like launching a rocket. You know, your first 30 days, just go head in, head first, strong. Don't even come up for air. Just keep chugging. You will build momentum. And I promise you, your second month will be a little bit easier. Your third month will be a little easier. And by the time you're in this business 6 months, you know, your system, you've got it on autopilot. And because we, you know, Gary and some of these other guys, we see sales come in every single day. And some of these guys have got two or three other businesses that they're running. Okay. You know, Reagan was laughing at me when he got home from college today, walked in and saw me in my office, and I'm sitting in the easy chair half asleep, you know, and I've got sales coming in. So, you know, you can work your way into being lazy like me if you want. I don't recommend it. But the point is, you know, that first few days, you know, hustle, 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 and then it's on autopilot.
Would you say that's about the same for the elite members as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The elite members have an advantage in the fact they have overwrite on the business that their plus members do, and they have a residual off of everything. And here's the thing, guys. The payment structure, I want you to think about this just for a second. The payment structure for our elite members, and you and I were talking about this the other day, they actually make more than we do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because think about it. When an elite member sells a $497 package, what do they make?
$400.
And what do we make?
The 97.
That first month. And then after that first, and that's just to cover the cost of getting everything. And then after that first month, what do they make?
It's a 47-50 split.
And
we get to 47.
We get to 47.
Right.
They get to 50. So elite members make more than we do. Plus, they have the overwrite on RMP of all of their plus.
Right.
So they're literally equipped to take our platform,
right,
that we spend all the time servicing, maintaining.
That's the heart of the business.
Updating. That's the heart of the business. It's our job to keep the product going. But they have the resources to make all the money. So, you know, what we're giving you guys is basically everything that we do every single day and what I've been doing for going on 9 years now. So, and the way my training works in the back, guys, is I'm showing you step by step. This is exactly what I do. This is how I do it. Step by step, button push by button push. When things change. And guys, when we first got into this business, the really hot to trot product that was in our platform was our voice broadcast dialer. And because I came from the insurance world, that was really big. That's not as big anymore. It's still used, but our funnel and autoresponders is probably the number one used tool that all members use, and our blog and how to use that. So, yeah, you'll have every single resource you see out here on my page, guys. Everything you see as an elite member, you have it all. As a plus and rep member, you have everything but the online store and the podcast, but you have the blog and everything else. So you have all the tools, and I show you exactly how to use this. And guys, I had a client that was down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He has one of the largest websites in the state of South Carolina. I'm not going to mention the name because you would know it, but let me just say he has hundreds of thousands of people that comes to his site a day. And he wasn't making a dime. And I usually have about 2,000 to 3,000 people come to my site a day. And we're making thousands a day. It's not about the traffic. It's about the quality of traffic and how you convert and monetize that traffic. And that's what I was trying to explain to him. And he since it became a member since that conversation. But so many people think, I'll just throw up a website, buy a bunch of keyword from Google or Yahoo or something, drive a bunch of people there, and I'll make a lot of money. It doesn't work that way. If it was that easy, everyone would be doing it. So we show you how to do it. Any other questions?
We have, how much is the elite membership?
The elite membership today and today only is $24.97. You're laughing. Why are you laughing?
You're being a little bit sarcastic
here. Yeah, it's $24.97. That's what it is every... It's what it's been for the last 3 years. We are at the beginning of next year going to go up on our prices. Of course, the people that are already in will, you know, you're not paying anymore or anything like that. But the new sales prices will be going up the first of the year. But right now, our elite membership, which is our top package, which gives you the ability to purchase or resell the APS system and everything else, is $2,500. I don't know why they say $24.97 and all that. That's sort of an internet thing that I sort of picked up on and started doing myself.
What about the next level below, the plus membership?
The next level below is the plus membership. It's $997. All of our membership packages from the $497, $997, or $24.97 has a $97 a month admin fee that pays for the hosting, the licensing of the software, ticket support in the back office, and your elite membership support. So, for instance, if you had an elite member sell you that package, $50 of that goes to them. Good stuff. Any other questions? I think I got one more question queued up, and I'll go ahead. I told him I would play his live on the show tonight, so let me go ahead and get him queued up because he had a question about the dialer.
Hey, Terry, this is Arthur. I was calling about an opportunity I was presented with this week having to do with insurance leads. I wanted to set up something like a live call transfer to where I'm advertising a phone number instead of collecting names, email addresses, and all of that. So in order to do that, there's a specific type of software I think you mentioned before that deals with that type of stuff. So I was just wondering, what would you recommend software wise and some of the finer points of how that works money wise like, is it an expensive software? Is it pretty affordable? Does it matter if it's recorded or not? Because as far as if you want to know a specific length of time that the call is on, I'm guessing that it has to be recorded in order to know that type of thing. So that's basically my question. I won't be able to be on the call tonight, but I will be able to watch it first thing in the morning, or maybe when I get off work, I get off pretty late. Thanks in advance. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you later.
So that was a question. He's wanting to market basically live campaigns for insurance agents. What you do that is you use our dialer. Our dialer, and I'll go over here right quick, our voice broadcast dialer has got a database already connected with it. And the way that works, hold one second, guys. Sorry about that. The way that works is you come over here into our dialer software and you pick, like if you're going to business to customer, which is what you would do to sell insurance, you would basically come over here and you would say, I want this to go to live answer. I want it to go to voicemail. I want it to go to both live and voicemail. And then you pick out how much dial time you want. Now, if you're not a member, you're paying $97 for 1,000, you know, $200 for 2,000, 194. I mean, it, so it stair steps up, and this covers the dial time and the data. Okay, you put in the county and state, which is very important. We had someone the other day put in the county and we didn't put in the state, so we had no idea. But we sort of reverse engineered it and figured it out, I think.
We're smart.
Yeah, we're smart like that. Smart Alex, maybe. You put in the age range. So if you're marketing, you know, final expense or Medicare or whatever, that's going to be, you know, pretty intuitive. Income range, you know your product. What kind of money do they need to make to be able to buy what you sell? Credit score. Does it require a certain credit score to be able to purchase this? So you would put in, you know, anything from any to all the way fair, good, or indifferent. Do they need to be a homeowner? You know, I had a guy the other day put in no homeowner and was selling, you know, mortgage protection, which, you know, he might be a heck of an insurance guy, but I don't know what he was on the marketing side here. And then you put in the date you broadcast and it goes out, you know, the time and all that. And then you put in the caller ID you want there and then you set it to go out. Now, that's the way the dialer works. In the way our members use this is they resell this as a service. They charge the retail. And, of course, they get the discount of $38 per thousand. So they've got some margin to work there. If you're wanting to do push one campaigns, you can no longer do that with customers. It has to be businesses only. You can call a business and say, hey, press one if you want to talk to a live agent. You can't do that according to FCC rules anymore with customers. However, you can go straight to voicemail and do what's called a voicemail drop. And then you can record your voicemail in such a way it sounds like a live call. And so if I was calling, I'd say, hey, this is Terry. Looks like I missed you. The reason I was calling was blah, blah, blah. I'd like to talk to you today if at all possible because this is time sensitive and I'd have a time sensitive, compelling reason for them to call me back. And I'd give them my number and they would call me back. And that's the way I would do it if I was calling customers anyway. And that way it never sounds like a quote unquote robocall to them. So that's the much more effective way. And then Arthur, the way I would set that up is just basically you could do it one of two ways. You can charge per thousand that you dial out, or you can charge per transfer calls. I personally would rather call, you know, just charge them per thousand that you dial out. And then that way, if they get more calls, then that's great. But if they don't get any calls, then that's on them because they're developing the script. They know their product. They know how to sell it. And so it's not on you. So that's how I would do it. Good stuff. Any other questions, Reagan?
I got a couple more questions. What is the main difference in income potential between the Plus and Elite package?
Well, with the Elite package, you have the residual and the overwrite. Okay. So, you know, income potential, you've basically added two more streams of income is what you've done. So how you scale those streams is going to be, you know, based, you're paid the same commission on each sale, but you've got to think about it this way. What money are you, if you sell 10 packages, regardless of what they are, rep package, elite package, you make 4, 7, or 12 and you sell 10 of them your first month. Think about this from there on after. If you're not an elite member, you're leaving $500 a month on the table. That could be mailbox money coming in. So you got that. And then if you, out of those 10 you sold, let's say five of them were Plus members, they're going to be doing referral marketing business. They're going to be recruiting for these hourly and salary job opportunities. They're going to be recruiting for, you know, Uber and these other things. What kind of money are you leaving on the table there? So those are just questions you got to sort of consider when you're thinking about the investment.
Please explain the $77 coaching program.
Where do you see that at? Help me out.
The question?
Yeah, no, the person asking that, where's this? There's a $197. I'm not familiar with, I'm not saying it's not there. I just don't know where it's at. Help me out.
It might have been a just a typo.
help me out and explain that to me where you're seeing it, and then I can better understand. I'm going over to my store right now. We have a $197 coaching, personal development coaching package right here. And the way that works is we give you a 98 questionnaire question to fill out that is informed by and developed by the Myers-Briggs organization. And then we have some resources of our own. And what we do, if you're referring to this one, what we do is we put together a full report for you saying, based on the way you fill this assessment out, here are your strengths, here are your weaknesses when it comes to communication, when it comes to processing information that you are seeing. And then we try to sort of match you up with the best, what we'd call business model that would fit your skill sets and your strengths when it comes to how you function with some mental functions that you're using. Are you an intuitive learner, or you're a system, a sensory learner? Do you judge things with your, technical function or feeling function? Do you communicate more in this manner or this manner? So there's all these different variables that we go into, and we do an assessment for you and try to put you on the path that's going to give you the best case to win. Now, all of our members, when you come on as a TW3 member, you have the ability to resell this package as well, and your commission on it's $147, by the way. And we had, I think Tim was the first one that jumped on and asked a question. So he's won that package tonight, by the way, Tim. So we'll get that out to you as well.
He said, I clicked on the coaching program from your website, and then it took me to another site that said 89% discount for $77.
Got you. Okay. So that one right there, that's a certification. Thank you. That's the clarification need. There is a company that we, here again, recruit for and market for, and that is a certification company that will certify you as a personal trainer. So if you want to do personal coaching and training, that is a certification process that this, I think he's an accredited psychologist or psychiatrist. Pardon?
Words are hard.
Words are very difficult for your dad, which is ironic. I'm a podcaster, which is crazy. words. But that is an accreditation system that we market for. And they will certify you as a personal coach and trainer so that you can have that accreditation to be able to start doing that. That's what that's for.
With the Elite Package, you get the podcast. Will you need any equipment that comes with this?
You will need the ability to record yourself. There are some ways to do it on the cheap that I will show you that you can do pretty darn cheap with your existing computer now. And then there's things that you eventually will want to work up to. I don't recommend you going out and spending $3,000 in studio equipment your first day. Okay. There's no need for that. I do recommend you maybe spending $25 on a headset and using some free software that I can turn you on to get you going. And then I can show you some resources that can get you bumper music like you hear me playing in Stinger. You hear all that stuff that I use. I can show you how to put all that together. There is a $10 app that I use right here at my desk as I'm talking to you that runs a lot of those jingles and stuff that I help you set up and all that as well.
Got another question. If I upgrade to Elite after time, do I gain the residual on the members I brought on as a Plus member?
No, only moving forward. It's not the contract is not post business or any pre business. You lose that. So that's something you sort of, I tell people, if you're working your way up to it, if you see that you're clipping at a good pace and you're bringing in 4 or 5 candidates a week, then you'll want to upgrade sooner than later. Good question.
Looks like all we have for right now.
Okay. Oh,
got one more. Would you please explain briefly the commission on selling the MBTI?
Yeah, so as a member, you sell the MBTI package here, and we show you how to sell that in your back office, this right here, and every time someone purchases it, you make $150. It's just a straight up commission. It's $197 out of that. It's $150 for you. Actually, excuse me, back up, $147. because 50 of that goes to buy the MBTI resources and stuff. So, you know, I literally am making $10 off this by the time I pay my resellers and pay MBTI for the resources. But we make it up in volume.
What would be the cost to upgrade from Plus to Elite?
The difference between $24.97 and $9.97. So you have equity as soon as you enroll. So whatever that math is, it's like $1,500 roughly, you know. But that's, you know, you don't have to buy anything again.
And I believe, okay, here we go. What level do I have to come in to get the MBTI commission of 147?
The base, you can come in at the base level of 497 and have that.
So a rep package.
Yeah. You just got to be a sales trainer, sales rep and trainer to be able to resell that.
It looks like we have one more question, but it hasn't been sent in yet from Daniel. Whenever you send that in, I'll read it from you.
All right. Good questions so far tonight, guys. A lot of active questions. While Daniel's formulating his question to get into Reagan, if you want to enroll, get with your recruiter that brought you on tonight or invited you, and they will show you where to go. If they're not on here and you can't get a hold of them, you go under right here under TerryWilson3.com. You see where it says network. There's a drop-down menu that says join right there. The thing you want to make sure is just put in the name of the person that you spoke with on here. The name of your recruiter is going to be right here. The rep that helped you. Now, if you haven't spoken to anyone, just put my name if you came, you know, directly through one of my emails or something. And if there's an affiliate that helped you, put their name here. So find out if they're a sales rep and trainer or if they're an affiliate that's working with you. And like I said, if you're only getting my emails and have talked to me directly or haven't talked to anyone, but just getting my emails, you would just put my name down there. So just wanted to explain that.
I believe Daniel has a mic, actually.
Okay, so let's open his mic up. He would rather, I like people that would rather talk than type, because I relate to that myself. So let me just unmute Daniel's mic right here and bring him up. Daniel, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I heard the unmuter. I got a quick question. A few weeks ago, you did a promotion. It was a story about a woman that, in the space of 2 or 3 weeks, made like $2,400. It was either $2,400 or $2,700.
Yeah.
But it didn't go into any detail about how exactly she did that. Can you drill down a little bit and go step by step how she did that?
Yeah, I think that.
I mean, I'm not doubting. I'm just a detail guy. I'm not doubting that she did it. The devil is in the details for me.
Yeah, she came from the, if I'm thinking the same person you're thinking, she came from the insurance world, okay? And so she knew a lot of people that had, was selling insurance and had sub-agents working in their agency, like independent agents do, right? And so she sold the Elite package. Her commission on it is $1,200. Every time she sells, and when she sells a $24.97 package, Elite package, she's making $1,200. So it only takes two sales.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how she did it. And she markets too, and we show her how to target. Because what we try to do is say, okay, you know, Daniel, what's your background? Where you been? You know, who do you know? What have you done before? And through that interview process of bringing you on board, then we say, okay, here's what you need to do. Here's how you need to use our system to drive traffic to your sales funnel that will fit that particular market. And we'll tell you who to go after and which product to resell. Anytime someone comes on as an insurance agent, I'm always telling them you need to sell the Elite package or the Plus package. And if you ever sell a rep membership package to an insurance guy, I will spank you. I will get in a plane. I will fly wherever you're at in the country, and I will beat you. And I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why I'll do that, Daniel. Because
I'm in the insurance space, by the way, currently.
Yeah, I thought you were. That's why I was going to pick on you a little bit. Because when you sell a rep membership package for $497 to an insurance guy or a real estate guy, they buy our system and they get told in the back office all the things that this software can do to generate leads. We show them this is what it does, and this is what it does, and this is what it does. And we do that for the express purpose for them to resell the system. That's what they're being credentialed to do. But guess what we don't tell them?
I don't know.
What do we not tell them?
which package it comes with.
Tell us, you don't tell the rep, don't sell the rep package.
No, we tell them, we don't ever tell them how to do it.
Oh.
We tell them what it does, but we don't tell them how to do it. Why? Because you don't need to know how to do it to resell it.
Right.
And teaching someone how to do something takes more time, takes more resources. And time is what?
Valuable.
Time is very valuable, especially when you're lazy and don't want to work, right? And so what happens is they come on, they buy the $497 package, and they see all the wonderful things that the dialer will do, that the bulk texter will do, the emailer will do, the landing page will do. And we give them everything they need to know how to resell this thing, but we don't show them how to do it because that takes a little more time, a little more lifting. It takes some one-on-one coaching. And at $497, they didn't pay for that. And so think about it just for a second. They bought a $497 package. What did their trainer, their sales rep, make off that $497 package?
$400.
They made $400.
$97?
No, their trainer made $400.
Right.
Okay.
No. Okay.
What did I make?
Not enough.
Not enough to spend 3 hours with them on the phone to tell them how to market insurance. That's why you have to go to the $997 level, because then your recruiter makes $700, but there's that $297 margin in there. $200 goes into an escrow so that when you have your four training sessions with yours truly, my time is being paid for so I can show you how to do this. Right?
Yeah.
And so that's why I tell all my guys, when they come on, don't you ever sell a rep membership package to an existing entrepreneur. You sell those to people that are just starting, that needs a product, needs something to resell. They're not necessarily going to be using this for an existing business. They just want a product to resell and know enough about it to be able to train. That's what it's there for.
Okay.
I love the music in the background. What are you listening to?
I don't know. It's something on the internet.
All right,
one of those. Oh, it's an oldies application from the internet.
I got you. I know I'm using you to preach to. Was there any other questions you had? I was just thought I could beat up.
No, I don't know. I didn't think you could hear the music. Sound pretty low. No. I think that's it. I was just curious about how she did that, because the story didn't go into any great detail about the steps.
Yeah, just two elite packages and using our training on how to target the exact people that you would need to do that. We show you exactly how to do that and go after it, and then boom. I mean, two sales in 2 weeks is not a lot.
Yeah, I presume she's had more than since then.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for being on again.
Thanks.
Good stuff. Any other questions, Reagan?
You got a couple more. Could you define trainer?
A trainer is anyone who has bought our system. If you have bought our system, you're now credentialed as a sales rep and trainer. If you're just a sales rep, you're an affiliate of ours. We allow you to resell our system, but you don't have our system. But we will pay you a commission, $150 or $300, to resell our system. That's why I laugh at these people and say, well, you got to buy something to get involved. No, you don't have to buy anything. You become a sales affiliate for free. Go to affiliatewithtw.com. You can resell any of our three packages, our rep membership, plus membership, elite membership. But we don't pay you the full commission. We pay the person who recruited you the full commission, and then they pay you out of their portion, your $150 or $300, because someone has got to be around after the sale to help that person onboard, explain where all the training is, explain how to do various things. So that's the difference.
I got a question from David Young. Do you teach on how to be a life coach?
I do, as an elite member. Absolutely. That's part of the elite packages, is being a coach. The biggest problem most life coaches have, most pastors have, most people that are in that space of really wanting to help people in self-development, is they've got a lot of great stuff. They got a lot of life stories. They got a lot of ability. And I believe this truly, that people that are in that space are called to that space. There's a calling on your life. But the missing elements, like I said at the very beginning, how do you get in front of people? If you don't have people, you don't have a life coaching business. You don't have anything. So we have to solve first problems first. The package that I offer for $77 through, I'm just marketing someone else's credentialing. you can go to John Maxwell. You can go to that person. There's several of them out there, these credentialing, that will give you their training. But they all miss that one common element. How do you get in front of people? Without people, you don't have a business. You don't have a ministry. You don't have anything. You just have an education. It'd be like me going to get trained on how to sell life insurance and health insurance. And then I'm sitting here at my desk and say, okay, I know the difference between term and whole life. I know what an annuity is now. And just sit around waiting on someone to call. You got to be able to get in front of people. That's why 98%, Forbes magazine says 98% of startup businesses, these home-based businesses, they fail. And they fail because they don't have a means, a method, a mechanism, a way of getting in front of people. And that's what we offer. But yes, as an elite member, that's one of the things I do and show you how to do. And you would have the resources. You would have a store. I show you how to create your own product, how to put it in a store, how to monetize your time, even when people aren't paying you directly. I show you how to start building an audience with a podcast and things like that. But all of that's in my elite package.
Okay. It says if I'm a 997 member, which is a rep and trainer, would I be responsible to train the associates recruits?
You are responsible for here's the way I try to break it down so you understand where the we delineate between your responsibility and our responsibility. Your responsibility is be available when they have an immediate question, take a call to answer the call, because we don't have phone support. We have ticket support, and that's it. And you have to be the librarian. You're not the author of the book. We have put all of the training in the back office that just about any question that any of your new members would have, they're going to be back there. It's your responsibility to understand where those trainings are at and be able to facilitate that call and say, okay, you need to know how the voice broadcaster dialer works. Okay, great. Go into your back office. Go into the Plus membership training. Step number 7, advanced marketing training. Go to that tab. In that tab, look at the voice broadcast dialing training and watch that. That's how you train. You get the training in front of them. You don't have to be the author of the book, but you do have to. You got to understand the Dewey Decimal System. You're probably not even old enough to know what that is, are you?
I've heard enough references.
But that's what you got to do. Good question.
Will we need to get any domain names as an elite member?
You don't have to, but I recommend that you do. excuse me. And this goes into why our business is so diverse and so popular. One of the questions you get a lot of times is, how many reps you've got doing this? And then I tell them, they says, well, isn't it diluted by now? And I say, no, because, and who asked that question?
That was Tim Satterfield.
Tim Satterfield. So I would tell Tim, I'd say, Tim, there's only one Tim Satterfield. And so brand it as your business, brand it as your name. You are the rock star. Terry Wilson is just someone that's behind you, facilitating, helping you support your clients. Treat me like an employee at that point, okay? But you're the rock star. We're just providing the resources and everything for your clients. But the business will never get diluted because there's only one Terry Wilson, but there's only one Tim Satterfield. There's only one Dan Daniel. There's only one David, Dixon, Jennifer. There's only one whatever. So, yeah, spend, $5-$10 with GoDaddy.com. Buy a domain name and have it point to the website that we provide for you and everything that you have full editing control over, branded as you. And then it doesn't matter if there's 20 other TW3 reps in the same city, same zip code, same everything. There's only one you, and we show you how to be, you and distinguish. That's the beautiful thing about being in this business versus being in any other work from home business. Even when I was in insurance, I started off with Western Southern Life. Well, I was just one of thousands of agents out there that sold Western Southern Life insurance. And when I've been in other businesses, as I know when we lost the business and I went into Rainbow there for a while, I was one person that sold Rainbow vacuum cleaners. But now there's only one Terry Wilson, and there's only one TerryWilson3.com. And so that's the other thing. We teach you how to be your own brand, have your own brand. This is sort of like giving you a white label to create your own thing and then showing you how to get in front of people and make as much money as you want.
Another question. I want to use the insurance lead programs, but first I am in the process of creating Craigslist leads to resell. Do you recommend that I do that first? And do I create a blog for insurance leads? It seems like two different things.
Can you read that again, but slower? Just read it one at a time, because my brain's starting to shut down.
I want to use the insurance lead programs, but first I'm in the process of creating Craigslist leads to resell. Do you recommend that I do that first?
I recommend you do one thing at a time. And I recommend it's easier to resell than it is to use. So my objective for any new member is to make money. Okay. So the fastest, easiest way to make money is to take calls, read scripts, and make sales. You'll hear me say it all through the back office. Take calls, read scripts, make sales. Once you start creating a steady cash flow, because you'll hear me say something else. Most entrepreneurs never make money because they don't know how to focus. Follow one course until successful. Most entrepreneurs I know, yours truly included, have ADD. We got that shiny object syndrome. We see something new. We see something. And then we just take off and we don't concentrate. We don't bear down. We don't look at one thing and just stay on that one thing, make that one thing successful, get it up and running, and then go and then pivot. We quit too early. We give up too soon. Things get a little tough, a little frustrating, and we just throw our hands up. You can't afford to do that if you want to be successful. So, and I'm not saying whoever asked, I don't even know who asked that question, but I would definitely tell you first, and I can show you a strategy to where you can do both at the same time, and they'll sort of harmonize with one another. If you're a Plus member, book a training on that, and I'll show you how to do that.
Do I create a blog for insurance leads? Seems like two different things.
No, because you're going to have a landing page. Landing pages are pages that are on your website that are branded autonomously from the rest of the website. For instance, you're on my homepage right now. It says Terry Wilson everywhere, blah, blah, blah. It says Terry Wilson here, Terry Wilson there. It looks like Terry Wilson. However, you'll hear me on my podcast that I'll say, for the lowest cost on life insurance and for a free $25 Visa gift card, go to freelifequote.net. Let my guys shop it out and show you. And look right there. It goes to this website right here. I get a $25 Visa gift card. I leave this on voicemails all the time. I drive traffic here. That's being sent off to someone that I'm selling leads to for $15 a lead. And then I'm also getting a couple dollars for sending you this Visa gift card. So I'm monetizing this left and right. This is on my website. I told you to go to freelifequote.net, but it's just a redirect that takes you to another page on. So you, for every campaign you do, you'll have a independent a landing page that will generate those and support those campaigns.
Tim Satterfield says he sold rainbows in college.
Hey, wet dust can't fly. That's right. Listen, I loved rainbow vacuum cleaners, but I don't ever want to do that again. That came after we lost the business. I went to Walmart, tried to get a job. I went everywhere, could not find anyone that would hire me because everyone said I was overqualified. And I just so happened some guy met someone at church, and the people at church were still under the false impression that we were making money and didn't know that we'd closed business and everything. And so they sent this guy over to try to sell me his rainbow, and he ended up recruiting me into the business just because I was in so desperate need of some type of income, and did that for about 3 or 4 months before I got into insurance. So that the first thing after losing the music business back in 08 was actually rainbow vacuums for a few months. So that's my... that's my stint there. All right, good. So I am new to Zig Ziglar. Who was saying that?
That's Dixon.
Dixon, you're not new to Zig Ziglar. All right, any other great questions tonight? Good stuff tonight, guys. I appreciate all of you guys being on here. Now, if there's not any more questions, we're going to close up the show. But did everyone get some value and learn something and hear something they're going to be able to use and take? I will be the new... oh. Well, if you'll be the new Zig, I'll be the new follower, because I love me some Zig Ziglar. I don't know. Reagan, you didn't even know who Zig Ziglar is.
I know who Zig Ziglar is.
You know Zig Ziglar. Well, guys, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I do hope that tonight brought you some value, and had a lot of great questions. Tim, if you will, make sure that you send me an email and I will get you. There's a discount code. You need to go to TerryWilson3.com and then come over here to, I think it's training right here, or coaching under the training. Is it right here? Yeah, training and coaching. There's a discount code that'll get that to you for free, but you got to get the discount code for it. And if you'll send me an email, I'll get that out to you. But guys, I appreciate you guys. Members, there's no membership training this coming Wednesday night. I will be up in Virginia at the Creepers Trail, going down a 17.5-mile trail and then going camping. So have fun.
Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.